I'd like to call to order the McDonald Local Board of Education regular meeting for Monday, June 20th, 2016 at 7:01 PM. Roll call.
Mr. Hannan?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mrs. Harvey?
Here.
Mrs. Place?
Here.
Mr. Sagnin?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We move on to item four, approve the agenda for the regular meeting of June 20th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Place.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion?
Mr. President, the only matter I would like to add would be approval of the minutes from the special meeting from Thursday, June 9th, 2016 as an agenda item.
I think we did have the minutes were provided, they just weren't on the meeting to approve for tonight.
Good point. That was what day was that for?
6/9.
Yeah, 6/9.
So I guess we can make that our new 10.
I'm trying to look at that here.
Am I right? Put it in 10?
Then just roll them all.
Yeah, put everything down, okay.
One place forward.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Sagnin?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to five, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few things from Roosevelt Elementary. The summer reading program had their first turn-in. Over 125 students are participating in this, in that program. There's no cost. If you recall, we talked about that at the last meeting where they come in and get books and take them home and read, bring them back. See, I can't remember off the top of my head if it's 1 week or 2 weeks later, and then trade them in for more books. And so 125 students, that's pretty good. The library conversion is moving well. We'll be disconnecting electric from the lab in order to utilize the old lab for office space. That's by office space, therapist and not administrative staff. Office space for like psychologists and other folks that come in and work with our kids. And the custodial staff is working hard to maintain the old Roosevelt lot. Not sure why Dave put it in there, but they are continuing to do that. And really want to congratulate and say a big thank you to Debbie Dombrowski for her dedicated service to the students and staff at Roosevelt. Wish her only great things in retirement. From the high school, congratulate all of our spring sports teams on their successful seasons. As everyone knows, the 4x400 state champion team of Eva Dimitrovich, Abby Maytag, Melina Mitchell, and Sarah Joseph brought home the gold. Ben Carquito was named the Tribune Chronicle Male Athlete of the Year. And can just tell you, we had a really good and smooth ending to the school year, and everyone's resting and looking forward to the end of August.
Thank you, Mr. Rosten. We'll move on to item six, executive session. To move into executive session, discuss under A, employment, as well as B, to consider the purchase of property for public purposes.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Hannan?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sagnin. Yeah, 7:08. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Time will be at 7:08. Yeah, we'll move over into the other room so everybody can stay here. Red button again, Bob?
Yes.
If we can move to item 7, adjourn the executive session.
Did you press the button?
Yep.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Saganich, second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried at 7:45. Move on to item number 8, recognition of visitors and audience participation. Mr. Hart, TCTC Board Representative.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I said last month, our meeting with TCTC is not the 30th of the month, so I don't have anything to report at this time. Maybe next month I'll have something. They don't have a meeting in July. They do it late so they can get everything to everybody in July. So maybe I'll have something for you next month. Thank you.
Thank you. Nobody else has any business. We'll move on to item 9, approval of board minutes from the regular meeting, May 16th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to 10, approval of the minutes from the special meeting on June 9th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Abstain.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carried. Item 11, old business. No old business to bring before the board. We'll move on to item number 12, new business. Finance Committee, Mr. Hannan, chairperson.
Obviously, on tonight's agenda, we have, I think, 5 or 6 different resolutions to move some money appropriations, and I believe Mr. Johnson should make the comments on the actual numbers. But I support him. I've talked to Bill, and I hope he supports those this evening. And actually, on Finance Committee meeting, our finance, we've talked since January about this levy that's going away in August. Has there been any input of what we're going to look at, or any planned strategies for the future? We're waiting for input. I'm waiting for input. Somebody got a new item or anything? Anything to be brought up, or disregarding buying land or anything? What's our strategy for the next few years with these monies that are going off the board?
We've had some numerous discussions on this, and what's developed over the past couple of years is we did as a community pass a very large levy for operations. And we were expecting bad news from the state, and instead we got very good news. And so what's resulted is operationally we have an abundance of operating dollars, but capital speaking, meaning the structure of our buildings, we have numerous things that require capital input. So what we're discussing now is how to take advantage of a situation that's sort of a challenge, and we have a levy that's expiring. And we can do some things with that levy to kind of make it more able to handle the capital problems that we have. The first thing, option we could do is just let it expire, and what that would maybe help with is our operations money would drop down somewhat. We would still have the capital problems, though, and it would be a very kind of a slower approach to fixing and repairing and adding facilities and upgrading facilities that we don't currently have. That would be option one. The second option would be to renew that levy and reduce it. And that would have the advantage of still collecting dollars operationally, but we have a procedure coming up that would allow the board to then take, if there are excess dollars, to then take those excess dollars and attack any capital problem that we might want to address. I mean, if you know about the community, obviously our track and our football stadium, football lights, the swimming pool, on and on and on, you could go. We're doing the bleachers in the gym this summer, for example, but I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of renovation that we need here. So we could renew and reduce the levy. This would give some dollars back to the taxpayer, as well as provide solid money for operations, and then the board could periodically do projects that would help with facilities. And the other option that would involve the board, and the board would have the most control and most flexibility in that. It all involves the board, but the final option would be to possibly let that one levy completely expire and then replace it with a bond issue. That money would be more dedicated money and would attack a specific project that would be lined out in the bond fund. It would drop the operational dollars, and so you might have the difficulty there where if the state would reverse its trend, which has been to be very generous to our particular district, if they would reverse that, you could, you know, edge your way back to where you may need another levy again at some point in time. It doesn't look like anywhere in the near future any of these options would be a problem to the operating fund, but probably option two gives us the most flexibility. The other advantage to option two, which would be to renew and reduce, would be if we kept doing very well operationally, the board could reduce that even further if they wanted to. It just gives them the most flexibility to attack, you know, the capital issues and kind of provide as much relief back to the taxpayer, plus try to insulate the district against the state, possible state fund reduction. You're hearing a lot about Medicare and the different impacts it's had in various structures. And so it could be that next year, you know, or the following year, next year we're already budgeted, but the following year could have cuts in it instead of increases, which is we've enjoyed lately. So option three has the advantages of it's sort of locked in just for capital, and the money never goes into the general fund, so to speak. It's always in a side fund. That would be about the best option with that. The other, I mean, there's also a million other options where you could combine some of these ideas and put back one levy for operating and one levy for capital, but then you run the risk of, if one or the other doesn't pass, you're kind of shorting one of the areas of need. We definitely want to get a plan that protects education, keeps us striving forward in that area, but we also need to preserve the buildings we have and provide, you know, better facilities than what we have been able to afford in the recent past. So that's kind of the options in a nutshell there. And we have talked about it in various times, but now is the time to make the decision, because if we don't do something, it's just simply going to expire. We'll sort of lose an opportunity. The other thing that does play in with this is we do have a bond issue that is now callable, and we could pay that off, and that would also be a reduction of millage to the taxpayer. So there's a couple of ways, you know, that we could give back to the taxpayer. There's a bunch of ways we could do great things for the kids, and there's only a few ways, you know, where, you know, if we completely let it go, or we just go into a bond where you know, you kind of run some risks, you know. So, you know, that's basically what we've been looking at and modeling, and you know, we've done a bit of planning on that, but
I can't remember if we looked at this or not, Bill, what the savings would be, the interest expense we would not incur if we prepaid the bonds.
I don't think I've ever reported on that, but I can get that for you.
I'd just be curious.
Send it out tomorrow. Yeah.
And that would be one advantage to the reduce and the renew levy would be, compared to a bond, we wouldn't be paying the interest.
Right.
If we go a bond project.
Right. Yeah, you would escape all interest. Even though bond interest, I mean, if we do decide, if the board decides on something big, interest right now is tremendously low. I mean, it's almost like free money. But you're right, though. We would still save the 1.5%, 2%, 3%. You know, we'd save that much additional by doing it the renew and reduce way. So we also could do, the other thing I want to add, we also could extend that, it's currently a five-year emergency, and we can still use the word renew and go to 10 years, which might be nice if you're going to finance, because then you have 10 years worth of revenue that you could pledge that even, you know, shows a more solid financial position to the banks in that when they lend you money. So
is that the one that expires?
Yeah, that would be any type of renew and reduce or renew.
Not emergency, renew, and it's renew it's called. Not,
well, it's still an emergency levy, and you're going to renew. You're able to use the language that you're renewing the old levy, even though you're kind of changing it a little bit.
I got it. A lot of opportunities here. I'm saying we have to make our mind up by August, so we have one more meeting. So 6 months have gone by, and
Again, I think I said this, but it actually requires two meetings, a resolution of necessity and a resolution to proceed, and they have to be done at different meetings. And so they're usually spread out a little bit because there's some paperwork that has to be done in between. So you may need another meeting later this month and then one in July, or you may need two in July. Or
can't have a meeting until we have a plan.
Right.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
I know what I like to do, but
right.
So what's the next step for that part? So we don't have emergency and do crisis management.
I sent you via email today a shell resolution, and it would enable you to look at it and fill in the numbers that you kind of want there. This would be a renew and reduce. I have not sent you a shell for a bond issue or anything like that yet. But so, for example, if you wanted to reduce that levy, which was passed for $590,000 down to $310,000 or whatever, you would just fill those numbers in, and you could go ahead, and that would be the resolution of necessity. Now, you could still have ongoing discussions, so I would suggest getting that done as soon as possible, if that's the way you're going, or have me prepare a bond issue if you're going to go that way, and then you can still have ongoing discussions to
adjust it,
you know, as you need to. So
I think that's the challenge that we have, is actually when we're talking to people in the community, it's the fact that when we say there's an avenue out there to not only reduce your taxes, but to also update some facilities that are sorely needed. And if we can find a way to do both, I mean, that's a really unique position.
And I think you definitely have that opportunity with all the things that are happening together between the calling of the bonds and the expiration of this levy and the opportunity to renew and reduce it. And between all those options, I think you can make everybody happy, which is really a very rare thing, as you know, in school district levy history.
What's the annual revenue generated for the bonds?
The annual you mean the payment that we make to P&I is about $160,000.
Okay.
We have 4 or 5 years left in that?
I think it was seven.
7 years.
For some reason that sticks in my head.
Any other questions for Mr. Hannon or Mr. Johnson of the Finance Committee? Okay, we'll move on to number one, the Treasurer's Financial Report. The financial report for May 2016. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above financial reports for May 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion?
Anything that addressed to him, not me. He's the treasurer. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, I'm satisfied with what he's presented us.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to number two, fund balance procedures. Resolution to take off the table the fund balance procedure resolution from the May 16th, 2016 meeting. Upon recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to take off the table the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion.
I think all the questions were answered. That we had some gray areas, but I think they're all answered.
Just clarification.
Yeah, clarification. So we're satisfied, I think, unless somebody else isn't.
So some language that we work to clear up. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried.
Motion approve the motion right now. You move out the table.
Yeah, it's right here next, right? Move on to number three, fund balance procedures. A resolution to approve the attached fund balance procedures, which is Exhibit A. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above fund balance procedures.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion.
I would say that this is hit, you know, within the wording of this resolution is procedure that would allow, under certain conditions, the board to select various projects that they would deem, you know, important to the district, and there would have to be certain conditions satisfied in order for that to happen. And that's why this sort of ties in with our ability to renew and reduce that levy, and then periodically make those repairs that are needed. So it's really an important resolution. It also gives us a plan to follow if things would reverse and get very serious again. So it's a very good thing to have in your procedure manual, and it will speak to the financial people and let them know that we have a solid district and we intend to keep it that way, and that we have measures to follow to keep us out of trouble financially. So it's a great resolution.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to number four, general fund transfers. A resolution to approve the following general fund transfers to cover funds estimated to be in the red at year-end in the amounts listed. The athletic fund for $9,500. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above transfers.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
This is less than last year, and we're moving in the right direction in athletics, and so it's been you know, several good years in a row, and they could have been even better, but you know, we had some weather problems the last couple of years, so you know, we're hoping next year to even reduce that even more. So that's, it's been a great year for athletics.
Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number five, financial year 2016 final amended appropriations. Resolution to approve the fiscal year 2016 final amended appropriations, which is Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above appropriations.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. On to number six, fiscal year 2017 temporary appropriations. Resolution to approve the fiscal year 2017 temporary appropriations, which is Exhibit C. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above appropriations.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number seven, student activity funds for 2016-2017. Resolution to approve the student activity funds for the 2016-2017 school year, Exhibit D. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above student activity funds.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hannon, second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number eight, liability and property insurance. Resolution to approve the Ohio School Plan as the insurance provider for both liability and property insurance for the period of July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017 at a cost of $27,982, which includes earthquake insurance. Exhibit E. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above insurance contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
I think it's 2.5% up from last year, but we added some more coverage.
Yeah, there's a little bit more coverage because I think a bus for one and new stadium bleachers. So we added some property. So there's, it's part of that increase is to cover that.
Very fair.
As well as it's scary that we have to have earthquake insurance.
I know. So I put that on a couple of years ago when we had that.
No, absolutely.
That bad one. Found that a little terrifying.
Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number nine, workers' compensation retrospective program rate. A resolution to approve the participation in Shakely Group retrospective program for the 2017 rate year with a projected refund of $13,002 on a total premium of $31,999 at an annual participation fee of $459, which is Exhibit F. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above rate.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannan.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Do you have anything to add to this to clarify for us, Raymond?
Yeah. Workers' comp is going through like a transition where they're taking us from a prospective to a retrospective. And so we had been paying insurance, you know, almost the month after instead of how you're supposed to the month before. But as a result, they've been collecting, they've had excess funds, and so they've been using that to sort of defray some of the costs back to the district. Otherwise, we'd had a huge jump to get there to kind of pay the months that we're missing, so to speak, and get us back. So what they've done is they've given us a refund at the same time they're increasing the premium. So that's why that series of numbers there. The actual fee that is charged is only $459 for this company that kind of oversees the program. And the other numbers represent that transition that workers' comp has gone through.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried.